flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
And we're back. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Start the podcast right there.
Break.
Thank you.
Wow, so much happened.
So, hold on. I got to do the business part here. First of all, Scott Budman's on the show at 7.30 and Scott Capurro is on the show at 8 o'clock. We have a double Scott Wednesday.
Double Scott hump day.
Double Scott Wednesday.
Yeah.
Coming at you.
Bottle Rock, pick your day. We're keeping the party going. We're helping you out here. There's 3 great days of Bottle Rock, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 23rd, 24th, 25th, Napa Valley. It's brought to you by Jam Cellars. It's the first taste of summer. And all this week, we have one day, pick your day tickets. So you decide, you know, I'm going to go on Friday. I want to see the Green Day lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's the day you pick. So you got to go check out what all the days are and which one works for you, because there's so much going on. Side stages, small stages, big stages, the culinary stage, super fun, great food, great drinks. 9:05 in the morning, we have a set of tickets for you, and you pick your day on that. 12:05 at just after lunch, and then 5:05 with Janie. We'll give you keywords. So that's going on all week. Netflix is getting more expensive again. This is the first price hike since October of 2023, so it's a whole 16 months later, or whatever the math is on that. Even the ad-supported plan is being hiked from $6.99 to $7.99. The standard ad-free tier is jumping by $2.50 from $15.49 to $17.99, and the premium plan, I don't even know what that includes, goes $22.99 to $25, basically.
These incremental kicks are going to keep happening until we finally say, no,
yeah,
we're quitting you.
Well,
that'll
happen when they stop having great shows. You know, they need to invest in these shows, and they seem to. You know what's funny? They're actually saying that they reached their $10 billion quarter quarterly revenue for the first time, and they're saying it was the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, which was kind of a disaster. Like, a lot of people signed up for Netflix and it was glitchy even for us, although we didn't lose large chunks of it, but
the
there were places
fight
where
itself was a bust,
terrible, right?
Like, everybody who had this
idea just watching it
that Tyson was gonna somehow come out and beat Father Time and then beat this young man down just went, oh, he looks horrible. Oh.
That's why people don't box at that age.
Right. Right. Oh, no. Oh.
And I knew there would be an undercard, but I really didn't expect it to be, you know, 5 hours of other fights. Remember that? It just didn't go on forever. Yeah.
The best fight was the women's fight.
That was two ladies.
Yeah, that was by far the best.
That was
even
actually,
though the one
brutal
lady cheated. But okay.
How did she cheat?
She headbutted the other lady right in the eye.
Oh, did
opened
she wind
a
up winning?
Giant gash. She did win.
That's no good.
But that was the Irish girl.
Oh, yeah.
Who I was rooting for.
With the braids?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Woman, I mean.
Yes. Woman. The cost of adding an extra member to a primary account at Netflix is going up from $8 to $9. Netflix says, as we continue to invest in programming and deliver more value for our members, we'll occasionally ask our members to pay a little more so we can reinvest to further improve Netflix. There has to be a cap somewhere, but maybe not.
Well, the cap will be, like I said, when people start going, I can't afford you anymore. And, you know, it's interesting as we've got Amazon Prime, which comes with your Prime. So I kind of feel like
I know I'm going to pay that.
Most
anyway.
People are going to have that anyway. Because Amazon, you know, I was trying to explain to my daughter, too, about Amazon. She was like, I love Amazon. And I said, I know that you do, but I want you to understand what that.
The cost of it.
What came with that.
Right.
And she was like, oh, yeah, but mom doesn't want to go to stores. And I said, I understand that.
Right.
That's why Amazon has worked out.
I know. Like, I mean, the trickle down from Amazon's takeover is so profound. Like, who among us didn't work retail when we were kids? Like, find me someone.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
I've always worked in radio. It was the only job I ever had.
Oh, well, I don't know. You also went to school in a helicopter, so I guess you're kind of an outlier. Yeah, I mean, you know, I worked at Sears for years. You worked in surf shops
from 16 to 21 and I started in radio at 19, but...
But all those jobs are gone. Or, you know, a lot of those jobs are gone because there's nobody at the mall. It's just so that's, and those are the jobs that kids have. Like, I guess, you know, fast food's always going to be there. We do like to eat. I'm really feeling like, wow, it's like a whole sector that's not really there for people anymore. I mean, it's there for people to shop because it's all online.
Right.
But it isn't there for people to work at. And it's just, and then also support the other stores at the mall. Like there's, you know, you go to the mall, that's the whole thing about the mall. You're like, oh, look at this store. Let's go in there and check that out. Oh, look at this over here.
I wonder, would you say that you, with all of these services, are watching more TV or do you feel like you're just getting better TV for the time that you have?
I feel like overall at this point in my life, I'm watching way less TV.
Me too.
I don't, and I'm frustrated by TV. And I feel like I'm missing out on stuff, but also I don't have the energy to like search for the thing that everyone says I should watch. I just don't care. I feel like, you know what I love? Reading books. That's fun. Let's go to the library. I don't do that either. I go to Amazon.
I like maximizing my TV time for sure, but I don't, just with little kids in the house, we have made a real big deal up to, between us. Me and Christina have decided we're going to get these kids out. We're going to get our screens out of our faces so we can tell them no screens for you.
Right.
So we've been working on that this like in the last, I'd say 6 months. And it's good for us and it's good for them.
It takes effort,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. Well, and with our hours, we actually have the luxury of kind of being in our kids' lives more. Like people who work 9 to 5, it's really difficult because you can't be there to you know, hover over someone's shoulder and control every moment of their day.
Edie's such a cute, I mean, we all think this of our kids, right?
Sure.
But Edie comes in and, Dad, can I please use your iPad? And she's just so cute and timid
asking
about
so
it.
Nicely,
like,
right.
No. And I'm just like, oh. All right, well, maybe.
I know. It's all she wants.
We've made it.
Go roll around in your stuffies. You know you like that.
We made a decision to stop saying yes to that, though.
Right.
So we are not saying, we went for a dog walk yesterday.
Yay. That's good.
In other streamer news, Severance. I don't know how they calculate this stuff, but Apple TV Plus says that Severance has made over $200 million for them. And they talk about a bunch of different big shows on Apple TV Plus. They're saying the long-awaited second season returned to the small screen last Friday. And research has found that the first season generated more than $200 million. They came to these figures using some kind of content valuation methodology. It uses a formula to correlate audience demand with subscribers and therefore revenue. So what are most people watching? What are they paying? Et cetera. And they're saying that Slow Horses, which I didn't wind up, I watched an episode of that. It's with Gary Oldman, mm-hmm. where he's like a washed up detective. It's like a group of them, like sort of.
I started it too and just.
I didn't care. Didn't care about it at all. That made $184 million during, they say, a similar time frame to Severance Season 1. And then The Morning Show, one season of it, made, oh, actually, that's not true. The Morning Show made about $300 million for them, but over a longer period of time. So that must mean multiple seasons.
See, I liked that show. I watched the first two seasons. I still haven't seen season three.
John Hamm's in it.
Waiting
for you.
I'm not watching as much TV as I once did. I can't catch up with all the stuff. I believe it's Danielle Reyes' birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't talk to her because she's on a show we watch called The Traitors.
Right. But I thought.
It's some of us watch.
What I was getting to is I really like, I'm a fan of hers. Yeah. I want to support her. I haven't had time.
Just
I'm hoping after
it.
The.
Just see what it's all about.
Football season ends. I'll have, you know, whatever time I
hope
do
she's still
have.
On then, right.
Well, I'll catch up. I mean, it's all there, right? On demand.
There's four episodes out right now.
Okay.
But as soon as she gets thrown off, she'll come in here. I want you to have seen her performance. So Ted Lasso, which has been teasing a fourth season, by the way. The guy who plays Nate the Great just did some kind of wacky thing that people are saying, oh, this means that we're definitely getting a season four, which would be great. I'm in. That made something like $609 million, they say, for Apple TV Plus. It's good to be Apple. And then they go on to talk about how great the new season of Severance is. Right. Next up, I don't know what people will make of this, and I did put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, so you can take a look for yourself. Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively made a movie together, and it's called It Ends With Us. And
they hate each other.
They hate each other. And they're accusing each other of every damn different thing on earth. He released about, I don't know, what is it?
A couple minutes.
This is a thing that they were doing. They're slow dancing. So they're filming them slow dancing. But they know that none of their audio is going to be used in the movie. This is apparently they're going to have a slow dance sequence and maybe even be, it made it into the movie. It might even be like slow-mo, but they're supposed to be affectionate with each other. So they're chatting and they're smiling at each other and they're talking and joking and they seem, I mean, I get it. They're acting. She's.
And Emily and I have like, we have these moments where.
Staring.
We're
just staring.
Literally for, we've done it for like 5 minutes. It's like, I think you would find it terrifying. We just literally hear each other. And like
when
time.
I found a sociopath.
And like time stops.
Yeah.
But like, it's mm-hmm. that's just how it's been for us from the beginning.
So they're acting and they're just kind of chatting. And then she starts making fun of his nose. As they go in, they go in for a kiss. Like they're supposed to kiss. And I guess. And she's like, oh, this feels really nosy because his nose is, and then she's giving him crap about his nose.
And, just noses.
And my nose is so big.
And then she's like, we could take a month off and you could go get a nose job and we could come back and finish this. But I mean, she's being cute. They're like joking with each other. They're talking about things like lighting and, you know, how long the scene will be and how much longer they need to do it. And it's funny because they blurred out everybody in the background who all those people, I assume, are in the movie, like in the background. I don't understand why they're buzzing them out. But anyway, the two of them, he's released this and he's like, look, there's no nothing. I guess she was accusing him of while they filmed the scene of saying that he was into her perfume or whatever. And he's basically saying, oh, I can smell your spray tan. Doesn't smell bad. Smells nice, you know. I don't know. Do with it what you will.
Let me
it's
ask you a question.
Okay.
Have you ever, in all your years of following celebrity trash, seen anything like this where both people are starring in a hit movie. One of them, the people, is also the director. And these two are absolutely
tearing each other apart.
Playing it out in the public and in the courts. Didn't he just sue her for $400 million?
She sued him for... And he sues her, and who knows what... And honestly, there's PR messages that have flown back and forth where it's like, we can bury her, we can crush him.
What I saw this morning as I'm sitting down with my computer to read the news is something like her lawyers say... That's it. The thing he just released is exactly our point. This, the video that we're looking at. This proves everything we've been saying to be true. And I'm trying to figure out, in what world does any of this make sense for two public people? I get that if a crime has been committed, it should absolutely be...
Right. But has a crime been committed? What's happening here?
Prosecute the guy.
Right. Or charge him with something. I don't understand
it. The back and forth of it is so shocking.
I think it's just about money and control.
Yeah.
She wanted more control of the movie, and she had the push. She had the power of Ryan Reynolds and got more power. He didn't like it.
When he pushed back, she kept it. I don't know. Who the hell knows, though? Maybe he did do something horrible or say some horrible thing to her that really bummed her out. I don't know. Anyway, I watched this, and I thought, well, they are acting, and they are supposed to be a couple who are slow dancing and enjoying each other's company. Like, they're lovingly touching each other. They're acting. And they're chatting, but they're obviously chatting about things that have nothing to do with the movie. Well, if they have anything to do with the movie, it's the behind-the-scenes stuff. It's not like they're not saying lines.
The weirdest part this morning as I'm looking at it is that I still haven't seen either of these two do anything ever.
Right.
They're two actors I've never watched in anything.
Right.
Never seen a show she's in, never seen anything he's in. Although someone said he's from Jane the Virgin, which I saw a minute of.
Oh, the TV show?
That's with America
Ferreira,
I believe. And I didn't hate it, but it just, you know.
Ugly Betty is America Ferreira.
Oh, is that what I saw?
I don't know.
What did I see? I don't know.
Everybody. Jane the Virgin. Yeah, that's Gina Rodriguez.
Yeah, if you're thinking of America Ferrera, I think her show is Ugly Betty.
Yeah. Okay, I've never seen it. I saw.
But so you're saying he was on one of those shows?
I don't know which one. I think
he was on. Justin Baldoni was on Jane the Virgin.
That's okay. The one I've seen then.
Yeah, and he's right behind Gina Rodriguez as far as top billing.
All right.
Anyway, the footage is up. The footage that we're talking about is Justin Baldoni, the director of It Ends With Us, has released saying, this is just, everything was fine. I don't know what she's talking about. I guess is what he's saying. I'm not sure. Because they're all so mad at each other and yelling about stuff.
They're like, well, he proves our point.
What? What was your point again? I forget. Anyway, he says it proves he didn't sexually harass her. And her people say it does prove it. Anyway, you can watch the scene. It's up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And I'm getting it. See, it's good. I skipped the song because we had time to get that in there. All right, Vin, what's coming up in the news?
Hot sauce and number two after these.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
That's right. Good job, Kelly Clarkson. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. It's a double shot hump day. That's a double Scott hump day. Sorry. Not doing double shots, double Scots.
Hump day!
Download the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Listen for at least an hour and you'll be in the running for $5,000. Someone wins every day. Oh, shoot.
Good. Oh.
Sorry, it'll fade out in a second. Let me try that again. Odyssey, blah, blah, blah.
What's up, everyone? Look, this Alice report is brought to you.
Thanks.
Okay. One more time?
Sure.
All right. What's up, everyone? This Alice report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank provides our Bay Area organizations with contributions all year long to help our neighborhoods thrive. Being powered by Fremont Bank reflects an investment toward a positive future. Visit FremontBank.com today. Here's what's happening. I realize it's winter and we could use the rain, but right now the weather is absolutely spectacular. Mostly sunny again. Highs in the low 60s. Just sparkly out there. Every day these days. So nice.
Huh. Gotta love that. This time of year in California, it's either raining or it's awesome.
I mean, perfect.
Yeah, crisp, cool days. Freezing cold nights and mornings, though.
We begin with the most trusted profession.
Oh, well, I would say that's doctors. Teachers.
Nurses.
Oh, nurses.
Teachers have it rough right now because so many parents truly have an agenda and it's not necessarily the same as the teachers. So there's quite a battle raging in the schools across our nation. It's kind of unfortunate.
Kind of.
I mean, if you go into, you know, teaching because you know you're not going to be overpaid, but you love being part of your community and you want to help young people become who they, you know. Sure. And then
it's
there's
lofty. The
teachers have written in many times via text saying it's not the kids that are a problem. It is the parents. Yeah. So nurses. Nurse is the most trusted profession for the 24th year in a row.
Wow.
If you have been to a doctor, if you have been to a hospital, if you have been in need, you find nurses are so good at what they do and so helpful in your time of need. You really do get grateful quick.
Right. Yeah.
So
they're holding it all together.
They've helped us. Like, my kid was sick and those nurses were incredible. And, you know, even just having the kids, the nurses.
Right.
You know, the doc walks in and, you know, does the thing, but the rest of the time you're with the nurses.
Right. They do all
the things.
The care. Right.
An annual Gallup poll found lobbyist is the least trusted profession. And while I would tend to agree, they're paid to work on behalf of some company that may or may not be good for the environment or people or anything else.
Well, they basically try to curry influence.
Right. Oh, that's the job. But I don't.
They're trickers to begin with.
Have you ever met a lobbyist?
No.
Do you know one?
I don't know any lobbyists.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Seems like, okay, the mythical lobbyist is certainly not something that people would brag about, I guess.
I don't know. You know, a lot of people, once they've been kicked out of the Senate or whatever, they become lobbyists.
Right. So, well, they've already made all the friends.
They're already in that company's pocket. So why wouldn't they go and influence more people?
Lobbyist is at the bottom of the list. And I say, okay, well,
they don't seem trustworthy.
They're not bragging about their gigs because I've never met one. Not that I meet all the people, but you'd think by the time
they're very, very busy and they're, you know, generally you got to go to the capital of whatever.
So maybe if you work in Sacramento, you've met some lobbyists. Maybe if you work in D.C., you've met some lobbyists.
Right.
Otherwise, anyway.
The rest of us, we're lobbyist free.
The rest of the bottom five are TV reporters, advertising practitioners,
Advertising?
Car salespeople.
Practitioners.
I'm surprised the bottom five TV reporters. What are you talking about? I like TV reporters.
Well, I will say, though, that these days, if you're watching one channel in particular or the other channel in particular, you wouldn't trust anybody on the one channel because you watch the other channel, or you wouldn't, or
would
vice
they
versa.
Be considered even reporters?
Don't ask me. I mean, what's a newsman these days? They're calling those shows news.
Yeah, but I look at, for example, Scott Budman. I don't think he's biased per se. I think he does his reports.
Completely concur.
I think the other people he works with are good and do good
for
work.
A completely real news organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I can say, I mean, how horrifying. Maybe you should say that. Ask him about it. Be like, do people not trust you? Do people go, oh my God, you dirty, rotten TV reporter with your lying lies about the thing you saw with your own eyes. How dare you?
Teachers did rank high, so here's the most trusted profession was nurses for the 24th year in a row. Americans rate them more honest and more ethical than the average person.
Have you seen Nurse Jackie?
Grade school teachers come in at second. Military officers, pharmacists, and doctors.
Mm.
All highly rated.
Well, they do seem like givers, don't they?
I expect to be able to trust my doctor.
Yeah. Well, you certainly want to.
I mean, military pharmacists, daycare providers high on the list, funeral directors, police officers, auto mechanics.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah. If you're an auto mechanic.
We're entirely dependent on them now.
Because there is nothing you can fix on your own car anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you probably could change your oil. I really don't know, though.
Yes, I can do a lot to my car. I grew up in a car house. My dad was a mechanic.
I got to go get spark plugs.
All the stuff.
I can
do most of those things. I don't want to, though.
Yeah.
My dad woke up in the morning and he would look at his day and he'd be like, and this is him happy.
Yeah.
He's happy to work in his yard and work on his car from Saturday morning till Sunday night.
Mm.
And then
back to work.
That was his heaven.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot of stuff about cars, but I never would want to burn up a day in the garage ever. I don't know why anyone wants to.
What a disappointment you must have been.
I'm sure.
I'm sorry.
For more than one reason.
Yeah. I've seen it happen. I mean, we all know that person who thought their kid was going to be one thing, and then when they're not, I'm like, but they're also this amazing other thing. Can that not be enough?
I don't even feel bad about it. I have no desire to do that stuff. None. Anyway, there you go. Nurses. Thanks, nurses. Let's see here. It's National Hot Sauce Day.
Oh.
They say here.
You love hot sauce.
I do. I think that most people have
a particular hot sauce.
What's your favorite hot sauces?
I just like green Cholula.
That's your favorite?
If there's a bunch of choices, that's probably the one I'd grab.
Huh.
I'll try a different one. I don't want it to be too hot. I hate when it's like the only thing. And I don't love Tabasco because it has like an ammonia thing that gets up my nose.
I like Tabasco because it can stay out and doesn't have to be cold. And so for me, and it's hot, it definitely still brings the heat.
Yes.
But Frank's Red Hot is the nation's number one hot sauce.
I put that S on everything.
It's the top choice in the Northeast, most of the Midwest, and a bunch of other states across the United States. It's number one in 28 different states.
Wow. Well, that's a good ad campaign that they've got going there because I feel like it's kind of out of the blue everywhere.
Well,
I've never. Well, we used to run their ads on this station. I don't think I've ever tried it.
Oh, it's good.
I'm sure it is. I mean, if it's the favorite in 28 states, like I've never seen an ad for Cholula.
They're calling this a knockoff of Frank's Red Hot called Berman's Hot Sauce.
Oh.
And that's also the top choice in seven states, including Florida.
Florida? Berman's, Ma? You ever heard of that?
Berman's.
What's the favorite here in California?
In California, the number one hot sauce is Tapatio, which is the competitor to Cholula. Like if you go into a regular grocery store, Cholula, and Cholula is more expensive than Tapatio.
Oh.
They're right next
to
each other.
I'll have to try Tapatio.
They're both good.
Yeah, I've never even, I don't peruse that. John just knows I like Cholula, so he brings it home.
Cholula won 4 states. Texas Pete.
Oh.
Ooh, that's good stuff.
You know that stuff?
That's my favorite hot sauce.
Texas Pete.
Yeah.
Really? What's it like? Never heard of it.
It's a little hotter than a Cholula, but it's the same, you know, kind of consistency.
Mm-hmm.
That's one I can't always find, and sometimes I'll have somebody send me that from back.
I've never even seen it. I never heard of it. I wouldn't even know what is it. Is the logo blue?
No, the logo has a guy riding a horse. The little lasso thing.
I have never even.
How did Sriracha do? Like I can't. I just realized though. Of all the hot sauces that I use, consistently, like I cannot eat soup without a huge squirt of Sriracha
in
it.
I love Sriracha.
Yeah, Sriracha is just great. Every you know, you can add it as you're cooking stuff, and it stays in there, and it's.
I don't see Sriracha.
Does it count as a hot sauce? I feel like it does.
I think so. Sure.
Yeah.
3 different guys. Tabasco was number 1 in Hawaii, 505. Southwestern is in New Mexico, and Tapatio in California.
Tapatio, I got to try.
Oh, it's so good.
Cheaper than Cholula? Okay.
Buy a buck or more.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Anyway, National Hot Sauce Day. Pour some on your eggs.
Yeah, enjoy it. Good on eggs. Yeah. Good on eggs. I like to make heat up some black beans, scramble some eggs, a little bit of cheese, avocado. Make a little wrap.
Oh, wraps. Mm-hmm. I will throw that on top of brown rice and in a bowl.
Ooh.
And there's my meal.
We'll put a poached egg on there. Mm.
Okay. This next one is interesting. There's a couple different ways you can look at this. First of all, when you've lived with someone, married to someone, partnered with someone for any, you know, length of time, you've seen most things,
yeah,
right?
You've seen it all. Seen them at their best and their worst.
Right.
Right.
So when they say just 1 in 3 people feels comfortable going number 2 in front of their partner, I say, well,
that seems high.
I don't feel comfortable at all and haven't and won't.
Oh, I'm with you.
But.
And that guy, if he hears you, he's breaking up with you.
In a scenario where there's no other choice, of course I'm not going to break up with my wife and the mother of my kids over she needs to go, and there's nowhere else but the hotel we're in, and the door's broken, and what, like, okay.
Right, because it does feel like you'd find a way to not to.
But
I got friends who are like, you know, he's leaning in the doorway while she's, you know, and they're yapping.
I'm not into that at all.
I completely concur. I'm like, just because I don't love the smell would be, you know, enough reason beyond all the other stuff. Like, I feel like you're in a very vulnerable position. Like, sometimes I'll think to myself, boy, I hope there's not an earthquake right now. You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, I've never thought that, but I certainly.
Well, you will now.
I am poop shy. I'm not going to poop around you ever if I have my way.
Yes, right.
And up until very recently, I had never pooped in front of anyone. Not
right.
My parents.
God.
Not my mom.
Why'd you have to scar poor Alicia with that?
No one ever in the history of my life until some lady snuck into the room and,
you know, I'm glad that she wasn't your wife, because, you know, the way you have cut her out of your life is just... I mean, it's right. It feels right, but it's, I don't know.
58% of women admit to feeling uncomfortable doing that around in a public restroom.
Oh, yeah.
If other people are around.
That would never happen.
Just under half of men feel the same. Again, this just, I think in most cases, especially for me, it just comes down to, if I cannot, I'm not going to.
Right.
But if it's an.
Well, if you got to, then you got to.
Yeah, there's just no.
What are you
going to
do? I mean, get in a fight with yourself?
Go in your pants?
Right. That's obviously the worst case scenario. Like, something has gone horribly wrong if it happens in my pants. Just don't want that.
60% of Americans overall say they're fine with using an airplane bathroom if needed. Again, that is like...
Not for number 2.
But you're on a plane. Where are you going
to
go?
Well, there's nowhere to go. So if you have to, then you have to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm not going to be okay with it. And I'm going to be so bummed because, you know, that takes longer. And then there's always going to be someone waiting. And you're like, I'm sorry.
I just pooped my pants.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Pardon me.
Okay.
Just walked into the bathroom and locked it behind me for a number two. Married 30 years. Yeah, I mean, I just, we have boundaries set at my house, and we try to hold the line. Yeah. And but if the line had to be crossed, I'm not, you know, breaking the family up. Right. Are you breaking the family up? Do you really think that you'd have
that? They don't have kids, so I mean,
yeah, you
the
don't
answer
know.
Is yes.
I would. Right. I just would.
He'd get over that fast. If you ever had kids, then, you know, you're elbow deep in poop, like, all the time. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. You just have to accept the poop. Because children, it's all they really have to offer in the early days.
My wife, Christine, absolutely loves sriracha. She has it on everything. Jonathan from Santa Rosa listening on Odyssey.
Hey, Jonathan. Thanks for listening on Odyssey. Yeah, sriracha is addictive. Because you start to really crave that bite. Like, I can eat soup without it, but why would I? I mean, I can have some in the fridge. I'm going to, nice big squirt of that, mix it up.
Vinny, thank you for the kind words about teachers. I never knew the level of politics involved in the job prior to becoming a teacher. I just really enjoy educating kids. I'm sure. Mm. I looked at being a teacher because I wanted to be part of people's lives. I think that's a cool thing.
I love teaching.
Mm. Yeah, we actually have a professor on our show.
They're calling Frank's Red Hot buffalo wing sauce. Like, you, if you've had wings, you've had Frank's Red Hot. Is that possible?
It's probably the most common sauce used for wings. I know I've used it on wings before, too.
There you go.
So, like, I go to a restaurant, and I'm like, I'll take the hot wings, medium. I'm getting.
Then there's Frank's on them, according to the texters.
Yeah.
All right.
Vin, didn't your friends travel to Nevada to go door-to-door to lobby for political reasons? Wouldn't that be considered lobbyists? I wouldn't. I think the friends that I'm talking about, she's passionate about politics and knew that California was going to the Democrats no matter what. And so doing any work here in this state wasn't useful.
It's not exactly the same.
No,
not trying to, you know, curry political favor via gifts. You're going out, you're canvassing, you're campaigning for someone. Which
and she's
is very
done.
Different.
Like, the election's over.
Right.
And that
she's not still going back
home.
To their houses and going, listen, I'm going to buy you dinner if you continue to really like this person.
I think of lobbyists as people that work for the oil companies or people, you know, like that's.
Right. The plastic lobby, the gun lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And did they call them lobbyists because they're waiting for you in the lobby? I mean, what do they call? What is that?
Somebody look that up.
Just never really thought about it before.
Maddie's on it. Don't worry, everyone. We're going to find out in a second. Why are lobbyists
called lobbyists?
Okay. The term lobbyist comes from the practice of people working in the lobbies of political buildings to influence legislation and policy.
There it is.
Oh. Well, lobbyists.
What's coming up in the trash,
not
Sarah?
Not a lobbyist. I'm a restaurantist. I wait for you at the restaurant. What is coming up in the trash? Dexter, I have a little bit more news on that. And a bunch of Star Wars news that I think is interesting.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.